Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the 3 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for all the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Cheryl Starps Einhorn is our guest. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust as an expert in helping people solve their financial problems. She's written books about this topic, including Problem Solved is the last one that we talked about with her, but she has a brand new one now. I mean, literally brand spanking new. If you order it now, you can pre-order it, but go wait by the mailbox. It'll be there real soon. Investing in Financial Research, a Decision-Making System for Better Results. Cheryl, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the new book. What is this? You've talked to us about the area system. Is your new book a variation on the area? Is it taking it to the new level? What is it?
So it does take it to a new level. It is very similar to Problem Solved in terms of how it's set up. So all throughout the book, I have what I call cheetah sheets. And you and I have talked about why do I use the term cheetah sheet. And it's because the cheetah's hunting skill is not its ability to accelerate like a race car. It's actually that it decelerates up to 9 miles an hour in a single stride. Mm-hmm. And the reason why that's so important is now you're building in agility, maneuverability, and flexibility. And that's what you need in a quality research and decision-making system. But what's new in investing in financial research is that when you're conducting a financial or investment investigation, there's a whole different series of questions that you may want to ask of the information that you're collecting. As you know, looking at the financials and also thinking about fraud and deception, mm-hmm. these are critical to evaluating financial risk.
When you say fraud and deception, are you talking about the people that you're dealing with to make sure that they're not pulling the wool over your eyes? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, actually, the way that I tackle it in this book is from being an investigative reporter at Barron's for a decade. Mm-hmm. And so it's what are the signs financially that could be red flags that you want think about?
Yeah.
And I don't really think there's any book out there on financial or investment decision making that really discusses that at all. So I think it's a whole new element.
I think what you're talking about applies for a small business is in the buying and selling of our businesses. If we're buying a business, we're doing the due diligence. If we're selling a business, we have to prepare to defend the due diligence the other people are going to give us. And if we understand what you're talking about, then we will, number one, we know what it looks like when a red flag is being put up that nobody else sees but us. The other people think that they're giving me some kind of important news, and I'm seeing it as a trigger that, I better check this out. Or if I'm on the other side, if I'm selling, I've got to say, okay, if I make this statement, I need to be prepared to back it up, because if they've read Cheryl's book, they're going to question me or they're going to push back on that, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, thinking about things like recent changes in accounting policies or auditors, or looking at big changes in things like goodwill or distorted value for mergers or acquisitions. There's a big article today in the Wall Street Journal about what's been going on with GE and their goodwill. Mm-hmm. But this happens in small businesses, too.
They all the time.
They need to really think about
it. In fact, it's worse, Cheryl, because most small businesses do not have the financial records to back up their rhetoric. I mean, I can't tell you how much hot air, baloney, and whatever else you want to call it, that I've heard come out of a business owner's mouth. They actually might have believed what they were telling me, but when I said okay, show it to me, they couldn't do it, and it wasn't that they were being dishonest or anything like that so much. They just didn't know any better. And that's what this show is all about, and that's what your book's all about. Folks, there's no excuse in the 21st century, in 2019, there's no excuse for not knowing any better.
Well, that's exactly right. And so what the book does is it gives you, if you are conducting a financial or investment decision of some kind, what kind of questions do you want to mm-hmm. ask? Where do you look for information? What are the kinds of ways that companies can try to improve the optics?
Let me ask you a quick question, Cheryl. Do you talk, and I didn't get this far into your book because it just came in. Do you talk about when to ask what questions? Because that in when you're doing the due diligence, if you ask some questions too soon, you could derail the negotiations. What do you think? Do you talk about that?
Look, that's such an important point, and that is actually partly how AREA is structured, right? Mm-hmm. You're continuing to be very open-minded in the beginning because you're beginning to develop your internal compass as a decision maker of whatever the opportunity is that you're evaluating. Mm-hmm. And so it's not until towards the end of the process. So again, we talked about, it's called AREA. That is the actual way that you move through your decision-making process. It's not until you're in the exploitation phase where you're evaluating your own biases and judgments, where you're really beginning to sharpen your thinking.
Cheryl, I got to wrap it up. I need your website quickly, please.
Sure. It's areamethod.com, AREAMethod.com.
And the book is called Investing in Financial Research by Cheryl Einhorn. Thank you, Cheryl. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.